Today is Friday, July 29th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I'm trying this on the Rodecaster Pro 2. I sound so different. I don't know why I decided to set this up like 45 minutes before the Pride 48 event starts. I mean, what could go wrong, really? But there is something different, but I don't have time to go in and like fix all the settings and all of that. And so I'm recording it. But if it doesn't work, I have the old mixer standing by to switch out for the Pride 48 event. So I'm hoping I can get it to work just because I want to test it out. But anyway, it just sounds weird in my headphones. I feel like the recorded version sounds good. So we will see. So talking about mixers, I was doing a show, audio mixers that is. I was doing a show, I believe it was with Joe Batanz. And I think he said Taylor from Pod Is My Copilot needed a mixer, and because my Rodecaster Pro is still perfectly good, and he said maybe you should offer that to Taylor, or it could have been Daniel that said it, I'm not really sure, but honestly one of those two told me that. Taylor did not come to me and ask for a mixer, nothing like that. I just said, you know what, I should sell a couple of my old mixers, including the Rodecaster Pro, because I keep buying new ones. And so anyway, the thing is, the Rodecaster Pro is great. I love it. And there were just a lot more features on the Rodecaster Pro too, so that's why I wanted it. But about a month ago, I was pulling my headphones out of the back of the Rodecaster Pro, and the tip of the headphone jack got stuck. And I didn't mention anything, and I figured I would, you know, originally it went for like $550 or $600, and I thought, well, I'll sell it for like $150. Because I've been using it for a couple of years. It's still perfectly good. You know, it's been sitting on my desk the whole time. I haven't moved it anywhere. But anyway, so I thought, you know, I'll just, you know, sell it for that. But I thought I was going to be able to fix the tip issue. And today I thought, oh, well, since I'm swapping them out, I'll go ahead and try to fix this tip, because I thought I could take some tweezers and stick them down in there. I've never seen the tip of a headphone jack come off like that. It is the weirdest thing. I mean, it literally just the tip. And so I thought, well, I'll just take some tweezers and get in there and I'll pull it out. Well, there was a little sticky outy thing that I was able to get a hold of, and I pulled and pulled and pulled, and that piece of metal came out, but the tip did not. So apparently it was not connected. It was just snug down. So there is still the tip of a headphone jack in headphone output number one. So I have to be honest with potential buyers, you know, that one of the headphone input, now there are four headphone outputs. So if you're using it for a solo podcast, it's no big deal because, you know, you've got three other headphone outs that you can use. No big deal. But I feel like that devalues it a little bit more. And so I hate it that I wasn't able to fix it. I'm not going to take the thing apart, though. I'm not going to unscrew it and try to get in there, because I will screw something up if I do that. And so I don't want to do that. And yeah, it is what it is. So I'm going to box it up. I'm going to leave it out of the box for the Pride 48 weekend in case I need to swap back, because it's all set up already. All I have to do is plug my microphone in and I'm ready to go. But anyway, I'm going to test this other one. So you guys can tell me if the sound is any different. It'll probably be very similar. Again, the recorded version sounded okay, but what was in my headphones was sounding weird, or is sounding a little bit weird. And all the reviews I've seen is, oh, the headphone amps are so much better on the Rodecaster Pro 2. And I'm sure they are, but whatever setting I've got set is I'm not used to it. And so it is what it is. So last night, I worked with Wendy, bless her heart. Wendy Cameron, the naughty nanny from Australia, is podcasting on the in the Pride 48 weekend. And she needed to do it over Zoom because she doesn't have the setup. She didn't even have a computer. She had a microphone and headphones, which is weird, but no computer. And so a friend of hers brought over a Chromebook, but the friend knew nothing about computers either. And I've never used a Chromebook. And so we spent 2 hours last night, hour and a half, 2 hours, just figuring out how to get them connected to a Zoom call with the microphone picking them up and them being able to hear me through the headphones. 2 hours. And then after that, I cooked dinner. I mean, it's all set up now, hopefully, fingers crossed. But then I cooked dinner. I cooked eggs and rice. I made myself a French omelet. And with a little ricotta cheese on the inside of it, it was good. So we ate, we watched Stranger Things, and it started raining. And Sydney, who again is our dog, for anyone who doesn't know, she is so afraid. I don't know if it's thunder or lightning, but she starts shaking whenever it starts storming outside. And of course it was storming all night. So we get in bed, you know, at bedtime, and we go to bed, and she is like right up against my back the whole time. That was my phone, because normally I have my phone on silent. I don't even know if you guys heard that, but there was a notification. My phone is normally on silent, but I turned it all the audio settings up so that I could hear someone calling me over the Pride 48 weekend if needed, or texting me. So now I'm gonna have phone noises in the background. But anyway, so she gets scared. And so she was up against my back. She was shaking, just all of this stuff. I didn't get very good sleep. I don't know if it was for that. I was hot. I'm not really sure what was going on last night. And then I woke up and I had an upset stomach. Anyway, regardless, not a very good night's sleep. And then I had a lot of work to do today for work. And, you know, as per usual, a couple of different Pride 48 things came up during the day, and I needed to work as well. So, you know, those are always issues. But it's to be expected. So hopefully, though, everything is ironed out, and, you know, everything is going to go smoothly, is my hope. I'm just getting this recorded, getting the mixer set up. You know, I've got to edit this, get it bounced, as Auntie Scott would say. And then we have the opening show is at 7:45 Eastern, which is 6:45 for me. So it's about an hour and 15 minutes from right now when I'm recording. But I'm meeting with Daniel early so we can just go over any last minute stuff. Oh, I just noticed I don't see a countdown for the bumper that I'm playing. So that is a difference. Usually I time my, you know, what I'm doing to how much time is left on the bumper. That's going to be a problem because I'm not going to know how much time is left. I need to look and see if there's a setting so that I can see like how much time is left on it. It doesn't say. That's interesting. Now I'm going to have to figure out how to start my outro based on, like, I don't know, what the music sounds like. So anyway, so just kind of doing all this preparatory work. I'm looking forward to the weekend. I'm going to be pretty much sitting in my studio next to the computer, next to the mixer for the whole weekend. Other than tomorrow, I have to cook the burger for Throwing Down because I did not cook it during the week. So I have to go and buy the ingredients in the morning and then cook it for lunch. And Mark and I will be eating that while listening to, the beginning of Pride 48 tomorrow. So that'll be exciting because I've got to, you know, review this recipe, and I haven't done it yet. So we'll see how that goes. Other than that, not much else is going on over the weekend. We've got a mow. There's a Pokemon. I've got a mow. So I don't know when I'm going to do that. Probably Sunday morning because I'm the orchestra's not playing at church right now, so I'm taking a break. And so anyway, I'll probably mow on Sunday morning. I've really got to mow the entire yard because last week I did not mow the back. And so it is getting a little bit taller than I would like for it to be. And so I've got to fit that in. But other than that, it's going to be Pokemon. And we're going to have pizza tonight so I don't have to cook. And all right. Well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. I hope you're listening to the Pride 48 weekend. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.